والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا Oh, you who believe, لَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Don't be like those who disbelieved. وَقَالُوا, when they said لِإِخْوَانِهِمْ, to their brothers, إِذَا زَرَبُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, when they traveled on the earth, أَوْ كَانُوا غُزًّا, or they fought in the path of Allah. And they said to their brothers, لَوْ كَانُوا عِنْدَنَا, if you were with us, مَا مَاتُوا وَمَا قُتِلُوا, then you would not have died, nor you would have been killed. لِيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ ذَلِكَ فِي حَسْرَةً فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. And the result is that Allah makes it a remorse in their hearts. حَسْرَةً فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. وَاللَّهُ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ, and Allah gives life and Allah gives death. Wallahu bima ta'maluna basir, and Allah surely is watchful of what you do. Now, this ayah also relates to the Battle of Uhud, and this is the hypocrites who are talking, and the hypocrites, as mentioned in the in Arabic, you call them the munafiqeen. And these munafiqs, they are talking to their brothers who were in the war. Some of them died in the war. Some of them came back alive, not taking part in that battle of Uhud. Now when these guys come back and they had, they had losses in the war, as we said before, that in the Battle of Uhud, the Muslims had won it. And then as they decided that they have won, the disbelievers, they attacked again. And then there were some losses that the Muslims incurred. In the end, the Kafirun, they went back to Mecca. So there was no result of this war, but the Muslims, they did not get a clear victory, as we would say in present day terms. So these munafiqeens, they said when they come back after incurring all these losses, that had you stayed with us, إِذَا زَرَبُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, لَوْ كَانُوا عِنْدَنَا, if you were with us, مَا مَاتُوا وَمَا قُتِلُوا, then you would not have died, nor you would have been killed. And by saying all of this, there is hasra, there is remorse in the hearts, Allah says. And sometimes, this happens, that you tell people about these things. Had you gone to this dinner today, you would have enjoyed these beautiful foods that they made, or these tasty foods that they made. So this is what hasrat is. This is what remorse is. So this is what they were trying to do. They were trying to, those who were hypocrites, they were making it a thing of remorse for them. And those who were Muslims, truly Muslims, they were making Islam and making fighting in the path of Allah a negative thing in their hearts. And Allah says that all of your talk is useless. Wallahu yuhyi wa yumeet. Allah is the one who gives life. Whether you are at war, or whether you are in peace, whether you are at home, whether you are away. Wallahu bima ta'maluna basir, and Allah surely knows what you do. So there's two important things that we learn from this blessed ayah. One, we learn the conditions of the war and how it took place. And there was a significant amount of munafiqeen that were present in Madinatul Munawwara. Even after the Muslim empire or Muslim, empire had started. But there's two important things that we learned from this ayah other than this, other than the historical perspective. The first thing is that Allah says, وَاللَّهُ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيهِ. That it is the aqeedah of each and every Muslim that Allah is the one who gives life, Allah is the one who gives death. So we all theoretically believe, we all agree that Allah is the one who gives life and Allah is the one who takes life away. But how much do we believe in it comes from our actions. The more closer somebody is to Allah, the more he will believe that life and death is from Allah. So that is why the companions who were close to Allah, it was easy for them to give their lives in the path of Allah. It was easy for them to go to the battles in the company of the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because they had the iman in their heart. That even if we stay back here, if Allah wants to give us mouth, if Allah wants to give us death, it will come. Nobody can stop it. Allahu Akbar. So a scholar living in this city of Karachi, a person that I know, he narrates this. At once in the city of Karachi, the killings were so much and the scholars were being killed. About, 10 years ago, or 10, 12 years ago. So one of the scholars, he decided that he's going to move to another city. Because here, the situation is such that there are killings going on. So he decided that, to save his life, that he will move. And he asked his parents and he asked his friends and everybody agreed. And he had decided that he will move to another city. And finally, he did istikhara. He said, I did proper sunnah istikhara. I read the dua of istikhara. I did the two nafils of istikhara and I went to sleep. He said, the next morning, I woke up and I did my Fajr prayers and it was my habit to read the Quran after Fajr prayers. He said, as soon as I opened the Quran, the first ayah that I read, the meaning of the ayah was, that there was a group of people who traveled, who left their homes and went to other city to avert death. But when they went to that city, death was supposed to come to them. They died in that city that they moved to avert death. Allah. So this scholar says that this was the answer that I got for my istikhara that I did, that life and death is from Allah. And nobody can increase his life, nobody can decrease the time that he has to stay in this world. So this is the first lesson that we learn from this ayah. That it should not only be a lip service that life and death is from Allah, it is a truth that should be embedded in our hearts. That I cannot increase my life by 1 minute and I cannot decrease my life by 1 minute. Whatever Allah has decreed, it will happen. The second sign, the second important thing that we learn from this ayah, that what people say has an effect on our minds and on our hearts. If somebody is giving us positive thoughts, then we will become positive. If somebody is feeding us negativity, then we will become negative. And this is what the hypocrites were doing. That look, you lost the war. Look, you incurred so many losses in this battle. Had you stayed back with us, you would not have died. Look, so many people died. And look, so many people got killed. So this is negativity. So when you have people who feed you negativity, then you become negative. In the same way, if there are people who feed you positivity, then you become positive. And if you want to do big things, whether it is in the field of Islam or whether it is, you know, in the worldly fields, you have to be positive. You have to have a big heart. You have to accept defeats and still carry on. And when you have people who help you, who make you positive, then they play a positive role in your life. And people who make you negative, they play a negative role in your life. And the mashayikh have said that the sign of the wali of Allah is that he will always be positive and he will always spread positivity. So Shaykh al-Islam, Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani, Damat Barakatuhu, one of the greatest scholars of present time, the masjid that the Shaykh has made in the city of Karachi, it has different doors, very big doors. And one of the doors is named after the Shaykh's Shaykh, you know. So Mufti Taqi Usmani, Damat Barakatuh, his Shaykh was Dr. Abdul Hayy Arafi Rahimahullah. And Dr. Abdul Hayy Arafi, one of the doors in that masjid is called the Babul Arafi. So the door is, you know, the door is named after the Shaykh. And on the side, it is mentioned, a small biography of the Shaykh is mentioned. And what has been written? He said, my Shaykh is such a person. He is so positive. No matter how much a person is in negativity, no matter how much difficulty one is facing, no matter how upset and depressed and tensed and anxious a person is, when he would come in the company of the Shaykh, he will go back with positivity. So the reality is that if somebody feeds positivity, then a person becomes motivated to do good things. And somebody feeds you negativity, then all the motivation is lost. So the type of person you are with has an impact on you. That is why the Prophet ﷺ again and again said to us that you should look at whose company you keep. In fact, the Prophet ﷺ has said, "Al-mar'u 'ala dini khalilihi," that a person is on the deen of his friend. So we should have pious people, positive people as our friends, and we should stay away from negative people who will always lead us to a loss of motivation. So the sign of the wali of Allah is that he will be positive, he will be motivated, and he will spread this motivation. So we make dua to Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us get positivity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also help us learn in our hearts that life and death belongs to Allah. I will stop here and do the translation one more time. Do the translation one more time. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, la takunu kalladhina kafaru, don't be like the disbelievers. Aqalu li ikhwanihim, who said to their brothers, idha zarabu fil ard, when they traveled on the earth, aw kanu ghazan, or when they fought in the path of Allah, law kanu indana, had you been with us, ma matu, you would not have died, wa ma qutilu, and you would not have gotten killed. لِيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ ذَلِكَ حَسْرَةً فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ, and the result is that Allah makes it a remorse resting in their hearts. وَاللَّهُ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ, and Allah gives life and brings death. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ, and Allah is watchful of what you do. We stop here. We make a short dua, inshallah, and we end this class. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين
اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ولسانا ذاكرا وقلبا خاشعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. وصلى الله تعالى على حبيبه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. جزاكم الله.